Welcome to tonight's episode of Well-Rounded Corners. I'm Ruth Ann.
And I'm Robert.
And we're delighted to have with us this evening a very special guest, and we'll get to her in just a moment. But first, I'd like to remind everyone about our website, wellroundedcorners.com. You can listen to all of our shows, our past shows, there for free, and you can also find us on iTunes by searching Well-Rounded Corners. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, all new shows automatically downloaded to your computer or iPod within 48 hours of our broadcast. You can also listen to us in the archives of our BBS radio page or live every other Tuesday on BBS Radio Channel 1.
Absolutely. And we're lucky enough tonight, as Ruth Ann mentioned, to have Stacy with us, Stacy M. Housam. She is a whale communicator, and you know, I called Stacy in preparation for this interview, and she was telling us about all the wonderful messages that the whales have been, that they would like to impart to us. And we're going to have the unique treasure tonight to hear from these majestic animals through Stacy and her work. Now, Stacy's also put together a DVD about this, and we're going to get into that later in the show. But first off, Stacy, welcome to Well-Rounded Corners.
Well, thank you, Robert and Ruth Ann. It's very nice to be here. And, oh, I do have some messages that I lined up that I thought I might start repeating, a few whale messages. This is what first tuned me into the whales 4 years ago and was the catalyst behind the e-learning DVD about learning how to get your own messages from the whales and what they have to say for the human race. But Granny is the matriarch of J-Pod, which swims in the waters here in our Puget Sound of Washington State in the United States. And this message she gave to Mary Getton, who wrote a book, Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. And Mary was so gracious to be our subject matter expert on our e-learning DVD. And I was able to meet Granny and Mary both through that experience. And Granny is just a wise, beautiful orca, big black and white beauty. And her first message I have for you that really touched my heart was, I would like to talk about greed. We observe as humans, we see you doing amazing things to have more and to be more based on material things. And we don't comprehend the hold it has on you. It is this attachment to things that is causing your life the most pain. It's difficult to keep up the pace and keeps getting more and more difficult. It's time to now get out of the material world and think ethereal, not of this world, spiritual. Life as you have been going down this path is not working out. You have got to find new ways of doing things. Different creative ways, using people's hearts for the good of mankind and good energy coming together in unity and togetherness, a show of solidarity, dealing with things with fear and anger only cause more of the same. You have got to be the change and watch it affect the next person and the next and then the next. Eventually, it'll take off as each person, leading the way for a new day. Reprioritize your priorities. Surely you see all the changes that have taken place this year and are anticipating the major losses due to these disasters. It's a new day and a new time to do things differently. Each and every one of you was designed to cope with incredible things on this earth. It's time to use these things now. It's time to go deep within yourself and do the right thing for the planet. No time for me or I or mine anymore. It's about what is going to move the world forward into a new consciousness, or if you would rather remain sitting where you are right now. Lead with your heart is my best advice. And I'm sorry, that communication was by me. And so that is me after 4 years of communicating with the whales and dolphins.
Wow, that was really profound. Excuse me.
Right. Well, what a wonderful starting place. I mean, that's...
They are beautiful. Their connection to the web of life.
Yes.
And their messages, how we just need to simplify our lives. it's just their messages, they're heart animals, and they open hearts just by talking to them or being in their energetic field. And their words are just so very profound. This is from Mary's book, Mary Gettin, who has had a 20-year relationship with Granny, this whale. I have been a whale for many lifetimes, hundreds of lifetimes. In this time, I have seen many changes in humans. There is a great need right now on this planet for humans to understand their place in this world. And I'm very pleased to be able to help them understand their place within the scheme of things. It is my experience that people are disconnected from nature, and this disconnection is causing them great distress. They do not understand their impact upon the rest of the world, the natural world, the world that most of us live in. It is my desire to help them understand their place again and regain their connection to all there is.
Wonderful. That really...
Beautiful.
It is.
It's so true. We are all part of the web of life, and we don't, you know, most humans don't realize that. And that's so unfortunate.
It really is.
I think life kind of dictates that for us anymore. You know, working a full-time job, if you've got kids, grandkids, extended family, I mean, it's just such a go, 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 fast food society we've got. There's not time to stop and smell the roses. And one of the things I learned from the whales and dolphins that I just absolutely love is Granny reminds Mary in her book that, you know, the orcas, they spend 4 to 10% of their time on the top of the water foraging for food. And that's when researchers see them and can document most of the things that we know about them. But they're like, the other 90% of the time, we're having fun. We're rubbing up against each other. We're playing. We're swimming. You know, we only work 4 to 10% of the time, and you humans could really learn something from us.
That's for sure. You're so right. Most of us don't even take 5 minutes out of a week to just be and just listen and to ourselves and the rest of nature. And that is a sad situation, I believe. I'm so glad that you've done this work.
Stacy,
and you just said the magic word too, which I love. And this is one of their messages. Just be. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything.
It's remarkably simple. That's true. Well, Stacy, I love a story told in reverse, and we've started at the end of where you got the messages. But if we go back a little bit, if you would mind sharing with our audience how it came to be that you were blessed to have this wonderful communication from these wonderful animals. How did you get to this place, and how did, because you know there's always a million little events that come into our lives that lead us in these wonderful directions. If you could just kind of give us a little bit of history as to how you got started with this.
And you know, before 4 years ago, I started having I was working as an instructional designer in the telecom industry, doing computer-based training and web-based training. And I ran into a 14-month period of life that I had 8 people I loved pass away.
Oh, wow.
My father was one of them. And just, he was a real rock in our family, a real strong pivotal point for me. And when he passed, a lot of things happened. My mother is not a very healthy woman. And there's a lot of things that happened that caused her to rage growing up. And her family, there was a lot of history with this in her family. So I walked away from some family secrets, which I lost about another 50 people. And so here I am coming up on 50, and my whole life as I knew it, it was just like somebody shook it up in a bottle and set it down. And it was like, you got to figure out something different now. And I think the first 18 months, I was just in shock. I didn't realize it. But the thing that kept on happening, my father had such a love of animals and wildlife and gave me a love of them both. And he died of heart disease. And the day that he died, working up to that time, months before, bald eagles kept on appearing by my house, and up to six at a time. And I would tell him about it on the phone. He's like, can you get a picture? And I'd be like, Dad, it happens so quick and they're so far out. I can never quite get, you know, get the camera and get it all focused. And once he passed, I started working a lot and then spending a lot. I lived on an island. It's called Vashon. It's a 20-minute ferry ride from Seattle over to the island that I was living on. And it was very secluded. And I just started seeing eagles all the time. Within a year, I had a pair nesting in my tree, and I swear it was my dad and some of his friends, and they raised a family of three youngsters until I moved from there last summer. And I mean, I would have flybys by my office window. There was twice that they had a live snake in their talon as they went by my office window, which has a lot of Native American spiritual to it, you know, about rebirth and renewal and shedding skins. It was absolutely amazing because while life on this one hand totally was going crazy, there was this connection of magic on the other hand happening. And my dad loved deer. Deer began showing up. The orcas started passing by my house. And river dolphins came. Not river dolphins. I wish it was the Amazon river dolphins. I'd love to have those by my house. Doll porpoises, which are here. They're a black and white cetacean here in our waters in Puget Sound. They started coming back, and dolphins are all about breathing and the manna of life. And so it was like all these animals are talking to me. River otters, seals, up from 3 to 10 sightings a day, and just wild stuff would happen. And so I read the book, Communicating with Orcas, and I finished it Christmas Day, and it was my first Christmas alone that year, 9 months after everything had really happened. And the birds had been really hungry the days before, and I don't usually put bird food out because I've got two cats. But we've had unusual freezing weather and storms, so I put some bird seed out for Christmas. And I finished reading the book and Granny's messages, and I was wanting to do an e-learning DVD on orcas. And I was like, I've got to reach out to Mary Gettin and somehow get her to talk about doing an e-learning DVD with me with her experience. I thought, I've got to get these messages of Granny's out. So I stood up and went to my window, and I looked out in my yard, and I thought there were hundreds of birds out there, and I thought, I wonder what varieties I had. And they were all robins migrating from Alaska back into the States. And it was just several hundred robins, and they're all about rebirth and renewal in the yard.
Wow.
And so all this magical stuff kept on happening, and I started really listening and tuning in and grounding to Mother Earth. And I didn't realize that before I took Mary Gettin's animal communication class, I already had the beginnings of working those telepathic skills and a really close connection to Mother Earth. And so I wrote Mary because I had a male cat that was attacking my female cat, just being a real pain. And in the back of her book, she had an email that she does animal consultations. So I thought, I'll make an appointment with her and see what happens with my cats, because I had never done this, and I had doubt that this could be done. I was like, you know, I'm not sure if I'm just going to spend all this money, and this is just, I don't know that this can be done. And they were sleeping when Mary called me for the consultation, and she want me to wake them up? And she's like, no, this way in a communication, they're not distracted. So it's much better if I communicate this way. So I'm like, okay. And she talked to Lola, and they made some resolutions of things we needed to do. But the problem was my male cat, Thor. And when she started communicating with him, within 2 minutes, his paw goes over his one eye. And within the next minute, his other paw goes over his other eye in his sleep. And he starts shaking his head back and forth, no. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Mary, this is what he's doing. And she's like, I'm not surprised at all. She says, Stacy, he's just being obstinate. And after the communication with Thor, we talked, and she said, Stacy, she says, he says his job is to protect you. And I told him, no, his job was to make you happy and put a smile on your face. She says, but he's so just bent on protecting you. And she says, I can't explain it. She says, it's like he's got this rage just bubbling below the surface. She says, but he won't let me at it. He won't let me near it. But she says he's just like a pit bull with you and wants to protect you and take care of you. And that night I went to visit a friend, and as I left her house, I had my first psychic vision that night as I left her house. As I was pulling out of her driveway, I just all of a sudden saw the cycle of abuse within my family, within my mom's family, within her ancestors, and I just saw it going back through time. And I saw with my cats that, you know, our pets love us so much as human beings. Oh, they will do anything to help us get through the negative energies that we have in life. And God bless him, he just was trying to handle my rage from childhood abuse.
Wow.
And I was just, you know, I was an absolute mess, and he wasn't letting anybody near me because of my pain and my rage that I wouldn't let anybody get to. And being able to connect that dot for myself, it allowed me more compassion for my mother, who I just was having no compassion for. I had always been her emotional caregiver, so I just kind of had completely separated from that. So it was an amazing journey to start. And I shared with Mary Gettin that I was starting to have some visions and some stuff was happening, but I wasn't psychic growing up. And she says, I suggest you take animal communication. She says, anybody can do animal communication. As children, we're talked out of doing it. You know, mom will say, Sally, the cat did not tell you he wants a saucer of milk. You know what? That's exactly what that cat asked her for. It looked good. Or the dog, Rover doesn't want to go outside and play ball. He sure does. And Scotty heard him because we're so open to this. It's telepathy is feeling at a distance. Mm-hmm. And so I believe we're talking through our hearts when we use mental telepathy and animal communication. We're just filtering that all through our hearts, and people can receive it different ways in feelings. Some see pictures, some hear audible words. Some people get all of it going when they start doing the communications, and there's just all kinds of ways to do it. But I took Mary's beginning animal communication class with her. It was a 2-day weekend, and then she had an opening come up on her dolphin swim in 2 months later. And so I wanted to go be with the dolphins, and that was such a magical time. I was getting to know Granny a lot better, this beautiful orca, and swimming with the wild dolphins. My second day I was there swimming with the wild dolphins, we went with a group called Wild Quest in Bimini of the Bahamas, and they've got just beautiful turquoise waters. And we only swim with free range dolphins. We do not do dolphins in captivity. It's free range. When we run upon a group of dolphins, we'll slow down the catamaran and we'll put two swimmers into the water right away. And we ask them if we can swim with them. And if the dolphins approach the swimmers, then everybody goes ahead and starts jumping off the back end of the boat and getting in with their snorkeling gear. But we don't get into the water without permission with them. And we were with spotted dolphins this day. And I was in the water for about 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, this big boy comes swimming up on my left-hand side. If I put my arm out, I could have touched him. And you don't. You mimic their behavior.
Wow.
You So you want your body like theirs, and you keep your hands down by your side, and you get to where your body just kind of flows after a while in the water, because they'll mimic what you do, and you go back and forth. But this dolphin later told me I could call him Sparky. I said, Sparky? He said, yes, I'm full of fire and passion, just like you. But Sparky comes over my left-hand side, and he hangs in front of me about 5 feet in front of me, and he looks me dead in the eye. And my heart is just beating, and the hair is going up on the back of my neck. And telepathically, I'm sizing him up visually, and he's got a dinner plate scar behind his dorsal fin that is just huge. And it's gnarly, and it's healed over, but it's a bad-looking scar. And he telepaths me, I've got scars too, and it's going to be okay. And I just about choked.
Wow.
It was like tears started coming from my eyes, so my mask starts fogging up immediately. And then I call out to everybody underwater, do you hear what he just said to me? And I just suck in salt water. And I'm like, oh, you silly, as I sputter to the top. I'm like, this is telepathically. Nobody else heard him but you. I'm sputtering. I'm getting the water out of my throat, out of my nose, having a good laugh at myself. And Sparky, thank God, he just kept on swimming around me. And I got everything back on, and he hung in the water for about an hour and a half, 2 more hours with me. And he would come by, and he'd ping his sonar and his echolocation against me, and his other friends would come by, and they just, there was a group of about 21 of us, and they would just, they weave themselves amongst each and everybody there. We would communicate with them for a month before we went on the swim to Bimini, about why we were coming down there, if there was something that we wanted healed. So we would have a relationship with them before we got down there. And the whole week, even WildQuest said, it was so energetically amped up with that group there and everybody communicating. And the experiences with the dolphins were just absolutely incredible. 3 days later, we were with bottlenose dolphins. And it was the day before we came back. And at any time there was more than three that I was in the water with at one time, the hair was up on my neck, up on my arms. I had goosebumps from head to toe, but I wasn't cold. But they were energetically pinging off me that this was giving my body this response.
Wow.
And I told one of our communicators that what they do with swimmers in the water, you know, they've had a lot of success with autistic children, depressed mm-hmm. patients, handicapped patients. But the dolphins, they will look at us and they pull an energetic blueprint of what our energetic system looks like. And then they pull our divine blueprint down, what our energetic system's supposed to look like. And then with the time they're with us, whether it's on land in a meditation with us or in a healing session, or whether it is in the water actually with them in person, they are helping to raise our energetic grid to be more like our divine blueprint, and more that we can handle the woes of life and you know, the bumps and the dips and the turns in the road. But with the bottlenose that day, I was in the water with them for 3.5 hours total. And when I got out of the water, I couldn't talk about it for about 6 months to a year. And I'm always one that can talk about anything, but it was such a personal experience. And what I realized is that, and another experience that happened while I was down there, I just, it opened my heart. I told people when I left Bimini and came back, it's like they helped me piece my heart together. I was in a different spot when I went home and much more able to face the world. And Mary agreed to do an e-learning DVD with us. Whale Communicators, the Dolphin Human Whale Connection, ended up being over 5.5 hours of rich e-learning. We bring the messages of 6 different species of cetacea to the human race. We ask them each 6 different questions, and we've got gray whales, humpback whales, Atlantic bottlenose dolphins, Atlantic spotted dolphins, ambassador dolphins, which swim solely throughout Europe by themselves along the shores of Europe. And we've also got orcas in the DVD. And then we teach everybody the first two classes I learned with Mary, because one thing that I learned is, coming from the background I did with the abuse, I didn't have a really good self-esteem or a self-empowerment structure set up for myself. So once I learned animal communication and started getting connected with Mother Earth and doing a lot of earth and water blessings and getting more connected to the web of life, I tell people this is the most powerful tool for anybody to have in their intuitive toolbox. You just know things with this. You're just more connected. Outside, the nature responds to you more. If you garden and do outdoor work, you definitely see a difference with that. It's wonderful to see with animals now. The more I communicate, the different animals that will stop and the different happenings that will happen. And even with our own animals, the messages that they've got for us are just absolutely beautiful. I just keep on going on. Can I read you a couple more messages, or am I going too fast?
Actually, we need to take a little break here. Okay. And when we get right back, we'll go into the messages that Stacy's been receiving. We were talking about the, I think one of the whales is named. Oh no, the other, your associate Mary. That's what was on my mind.
And I got messages from both of her and I.
Mary,
so you were right on, Robert. You already knew what was going on.
Yes. There are very few coincidences. I agree with that. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more, or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com, or call 1-800-672-8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system, and Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Hochi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as the Hochi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
Welcome back to Well-Rounded Corners. I'm Rob, and Ruthann and I are lucky enough to have with us Stacy M. Housen, and she is talking to us about whales and communicating with whales. Before we continue, I'd like to direct people to her website, whalecommunicators.com, and we'll have this linked on our page, so you'll see it on the show posting. But I'd like people to go to that site, because while you're listening, because you can. First of all, there's just a wonderful amount of beautiful pictures. just the water alone probably makes people, it makes me want to be in the water.
Oh, yes. Oh. You have one picture that I just keep staring at. It's the picture of the whale and the eye, and I want to touch. It's just, and then the dolphins and these pictures and the orcas, this yes. site is beautiful.
It's a very visual.
Yes. And you know, I thank you for saying that, because with the website and the DVD, you allow me to say something else. Granny, Mary and I sat down to communicate with Granny how this project was going to be. It was going to be an hour project. Then we thought it was 2 hours. And then it took me 2 years to get it out and ended up being just a labor of love and anything about cetaceans that you can think of. But Granny, we'd go in with the questions we were going to ask, and Granny or Orca would say, oh, no, you're not going to do it this way. You're going to do it this way. And she would change everything around. And I'd just look at Mary and I'd giggle. And I had just read the Anastasia books and had not said anything to Mary about them, the Ringing Cedars series, mm-hmm. about the magic of this gal that lives in the Siberian Ob Forest. And she telepathically imbued these books to sell that she wrote with this Vladimir. And so I'm communicating, I'm asking Granny the questions, Mary's doing the channeling, and Granny tells me through Mary, she says, before you sit down to work on the DVD, or Mary, before you sit down to write anything, you call on all of us, the devas of each species. And you bring us all into the working process with you, and we will telepathically imbue your projects with anything that you don't capture in words, in audio, in your pictures and all. We will have a message for each person so that our messages to humanity and mankind, they make that connection with each person. And I was just like, oh.
Well, I have to say, yes, the energy on your website is just wonderful. It really is. I encourage anybody, everybody, just you have to see that. It's not just the pictures. It's got beautiful, peaceful energy, and it's wonderful. I don't usually say that about websites, so.
Thank you. And let me point out,
I meant to actually mention this at the beginning of the show. That reminds me, everybody should, and if you're listening to the show, you likely saw our website. We recently did a redesign of our site as well. And you can go to, in this post, there'll be a link to this website, whalecommunicators.com. If you know, I know sometimes it's a little tricky typing in URLs, but you can follow that link. And I definitely recommend being on this link while you listen to the show. Stacey's actually going to navigate through a part of it with us too. So you definitely want to be on the page.
That's great. If you go to the website, there is a tab there called Messages, and we've got a lot of the messages of the different cetaceans that I'll read a few more of those, but I want to point out a couple other things on here for you, too. Under Videos, if you go to Videos, it's a collection of our favorite videos, and a lot of times, if I'm stressed out, which is very easy to do in this world today, or if just life is going a little bit too fast, I'll just take some quiet time and go put on a couple of these whale videos and listen to their voices, see them in the water, and it is the best. It'll just take you down just a few notches and just level you out like you can't believe. We're also on Facebook as Whale Communicators, and we've got a photo album on Facebook that I recommend everybody put whale music in the background, and it's just the eyes of whales. There's like almost there's over 100 pictures of just the eye of a whale, and just click through the pictures on this and look through the, and I have people telling me about the magic that's coming off the page. I had a gentleman call me that told me, he says, you're going to think this is probably the strangest question. He goes, on second thought, you probably won't. And I laughed. And he said, I had a psychic recommend your site to me. I said, really? He said, yeah, she just pulled your name out of nowhere. And I laughed. And he was working on his master's on a sound project with dolphins. And he says, I don't know if you know this or not. He says, they're communicating to people through your page on Facebook.
I believe that.
And I just laughed. I said, I know they are. I said, they told us they would. And we've had so many stories. People write us of the stuff that's happening to them. And what it did for me, and I've seen this happen repeatedly to everybody that gets turned on to the cessation energy and opening their hearts to these beautiful, benevolent, beloved beings, is they take each person. I thought when I started this with Mary, I'm going to learn everything I can about whales and dolphins, you know, everything there is to know. And little did I know, they took me to the very core of my being to find myself. It wasn't about finding out about them. They took me in the most interesting way on my own path and helped me heal myself in only a way that they could do. And I've tried conventional ways. And I see other people that have worked with the cessation energies or are body workers that work with these energies with their patients. Mm-hmm. And just what the cessations are willing to do for mankind, that connection with us. And one thing they repeatedly kept on bringing up during production of the DVD, they didn't want people to be discouraged if they couldn't go on a swim trip to swim with them. They said, we want everybody to know that it doesn't matter if you can't get to the shore to swim with us. We can come to anybody, whether in a meditative state, whether in dream time, and you can have just as powerful a connection that way as you can through being with them in the water, and both ways.
Oh, wonderful.
And they're heart-changing. Two of the biggest messages I've learned from them that I just love is they don't judge. So it's kind of hard to judge other people when you're working with animals that are so transparent and they don't judge. And I have to say I do judge because I'm human and I fall off the wagon a lot of times. But I get back on. But the things they have taught me and just the reflections, and they come from their heart. They just want to love people. But, you know, there's no reason for us humans being as confused as we are.
I think that goes back to exactly what you were saying is as children, we're taught not to listen and not to believe ourselves. And to me, I see this as just another sense. You know, we taste and hear and see, and of course we can sense from other creatures. And I mean, why wouldn't we be
able
to?
And you know what? And our society, our governments, our religions, they have so dummied down that sixth sense. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's witchcraft. That's voodoo. And I still have people now that come to us about this and worry that they'll be killed more because of the voodoo that happens around some of this.
Oh.
And it's like people just have a lot of misconceptions about the magic of life. And not all stuff is bad. And I think the thing that was just wonderful for me is I felt like with all this drama and trauma that had happened in my life, it was like I was Indiana Jones in my own movie. And every time I walked around another block and looked down the street, there was another animal or another something happening, helping reflect back to me how to heal myself on this journey. And it was just amazing. And anybody can do this. I don't recommend, you know, having to be taken to your knees before you step out and do this. But I think with our teens, with our youth, that the kids coming into our world these days are so much more advanced than us older folks.
Yes.
You know exactly what I mean.
Yes.
And it's like they get this more. But when you start, the whales and dolphins talk about unity, community, and how we've got to quit running solo and hoarding our refrigerators like there's not enough for the whole world to survive, and that Mother Earth won't support each and every being that's on this planet. We've got to come back together and start joining forces at dinners and not having all these separate homes being lit up everywhere. There's just, there's a whole lot we've lost. And what I have taken in the last 4 years of this study, I see so many similarities between the whales and our indigenous people all over the world, Native Americans here in America, or even up into Canada, the Salish Sea. We have just a rich, rich culture with the Salish Indian tribes up here. And it's just, it's beautiful. It's something we quit doing. And
yes,
I think you're seeing our disconnection in mankind and in life right now because we're just not plugging in the way we should be into life. Can I read a couple more communications?
Absolutely. I'd like to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we get back, yes, absolutely. I'd like to hear some more messages from the whales. And I want to remind everybody, like I said, you're probably on our site anyway, but if not, go to whalerounddecorners.com. We've got the Whale Communicator site linked. We'll also have links to their Facebook page, which has the picture she's been mentioning. So definitely check that out. We'll be back in just a moment.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma. And it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415.
And we're back with Stacy Howsam, and I encourage you, as we get back into this segment, I encourage you to go to whalecommunicators.com or go to Whale Rounded Corners and find the link to her website. It is beautiful. The energy from it is beautiful, and it has videos on it. This is just I can't even say it enough. So, Stacy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you.
You had some messages for us, I believe.
I do. I wanted to share a few more of the citation messages with you. And I'm going to start with Granny speaking to Mary. She talks about, this is a very difficult time on the planet. We are all being tested to see how we will respond to difficult situations. And this is the most difficult we have seen in some time. You can choose fear and anger and keep your vital energy low. You can fall into the dark depths and remain there. Or you can choose love and joy and send those vibrations to Mother Earth. Do not expect that there will be a miracle overnight, but if enough people contribute to hold the vision, love will heal all in due time. If enough love is sent, that is the law of this universe. So do not give up in despair. Do not send negative vibrations. Send only love and light and include yourself in that transmission. We all need some love and light. The only way to change the energy and consciousness of this planet is to change yourself. Each person that raises their field will affect others, and so it goes. It all begins with you. So choose your team carefully and support each other in living in love and light and shining that out whenever and wherever you can. And if you need help, call upon us. participation, and we will help you in any way we can.
That's
wow.
You know, when yeah, it's amazing that these animals, considering you know, how we really haven't treated them as good neighbors. I mean, when I say we, I don't mean really us or those listening. In all likelihood, I'm speaking of the people who throughout history have not. It's amazing that they're still willing to help us. That tells a lot about their character, and I'm impressed by that.
They are such benevolent beings. I tell you, Robert, the more you get into their energy and work with their energy in whatever you're passionate about in life, it is amazing to see what they help the human race bring forth within themselves. And it's such a game to them. They love when we start getting it and understand the magic and all the connection. And what they'll do to team with us and just to help bring the best us out in us. It's just absolutely amazing. I've got another communication with Granny. This one is with me. She was talking about love. She says, love, it is the essence of all life on this planet. When embraced within your heart and within your being, it radiates out and spreads its wonderful magic. Eventually, it'll change over any sadness or darkness within a human. But as you have seen firsthand yourself, it takes time and it takes work. But love has the ability to transform this entire planet. It has the ability to mend souls and right wrongs. When nurtured and cared for, it has unlimited capabilities. As you mirror out to others unconditional love, you will see things transform and change. Be diligent. Release old energies that no longer serve you and open your heart, and from there filter everything you put forth into the world. This will bring about change. This will bring about peace on earth. This takes the collective consciousness of all doing this to move forward with great strides. Give yourself a warm embrace for your part in this and your integral part of playing this forward in the world. You make a tremendous difference. And when you join hands with each other in love, there is nothing you cannot do together.
Wow. Wow, the wisdom there. I just... You know, we would really, really, really do well to pay attention and learn the lessons that they're trying to share with us. I'm so glad that you're presenting this. You know, I really had not thought of, and this is so strong. I mean, animals to me, if I had not had animals communicating with me growing up, I know I wouldn't be here. And I never really thought of communicating with these beautiful creatures, and that definitely will change. But I just appreciate so much what you're doing here,
you're really doing a service. I mean, you're really doing a service to the world.
They're allowing me to take their messages out and be like a vocal cord for them. It's beautiful. And I found my passion when I started reading their messages. I mean, for the first time in 5 decades, I heard something talking to my heart. Just the way I had suppressed it for years and years in the corporate world and just trying to get by in life, keep up with the Joneses. One of the biggest messages, and I have learned so many lessons from them and I'm so passionate, but two of the biggest things they talk about is for us to be in our joy and bliss. So I call it getting our joy and bliss on, because we don't do that enough. We don't. And I mean, sometimes we just got to be silly about it and make it happen just to lighten up things. We've got a choice whether we're going to look at the glass as half empty or half full. And I tell you, they will show you every reason to look at it as half full, and they'll help you out, figure out a way to get it full with just clean, sparkling water.
I mean, I don't think you could watch the beautiful videos that you have and not want to play. I mean, that's they show you what life is all about and what we should, I hate to say should, but what we should be doing instead of, as you said at the beginning of the show, there are some things that matter in the grand scheme of things and some things that just don't. And joy matters.
Oh, it totally matters. And, you know, one thing with my upbringing and my background, you know, I tried regular therapy and psychotherapy and different ways to look at this. And it was real sensitive, but I had to really take ownership of my stuff and look at things. And it was painful for me in psychotherapy. I didn't like it. It was very uncomfortable. But what I found when working with the whales and dolphins, they just put you in this insulator blanket of love, and they have a way of raising the mirror for you and having you look at it, and they even can get you to laugh about it. And if you're communicating with them, wow, the communications you get from them. And one thing that I keep on reinforcing in our DVD with students is, once you start connecting with animals and the whales, keep a journal by, because when these words come, you're not going to remember what they said the next day. And what I find when I go back to look at any of these communications, you glean something off it the next time that you didn't capture the first time. And you're like, I didn't even see that part. So they're like multidimensional messages. They're multidimensional beings. They're not just of the earth plane, but it's amazing. Their messages and the meaning within.
Well, it makes so much sense. I mean, you know, you mentioned psychotherapy, and I think it's a wonderful tool. But I found my own experience, and I have a lot of people who tell me the same thing, that, you know, you can go to therapy and work through things cognitively and work on, you know, your behaviors and so forth. And that's a wonderful thing. I would never discourage it. But then there's another level. There are many other levels to healing, and the energy and the as you said, getting to your heart. You know, we can believe something cognitively, and if we don't feel it and really believe it in our hearts, and if our energy doesn't heal, then we're not healed.
I think, you know, it's a bit like a computer trying to fix another computer. You know, they're working on the same language, and humans trying to fix or to help another in that way through therapy. I mean, it's a great thing, but it doesn't really address
the whole
picture. It doesn't address the whole picture, because it's impossible for us to deal with it 100%. You know, there's an element of it that is a spiritual element. I mean, I say this, this probably is the fourth time in 16 episodes. Oh, this is the 17th episode actually, that, you know, we're not humans having a spiritual experience or striving for a spiritual experience. We're spirits trying to have a human experience. And that, and the whales, it sounds like they are spirits trying to have a whale experience. And, you know,
well,
to
me, like they've gotten it all together and are doing
well. Yeah, it sounds like they're doing better.
In touch with the way the world is supposed to be and the way it works, instead of on the agendas that we've somehow gotten ourselves into over the centuries.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really strange how we wound up in that. But yeah,
I did interview a communicator for the DVD that she wanted to make sure to tell me from the whales and dolphins that not all of them are spiritual, just like human beings. Our soul journey for some are not to have a spiritual path at all. So whales are the same way. Not all are evolved. Not all are spiritual. Not all want to have interactions with human beings. So they're very advanced beings, but they're very much individuals too, just like human beings.
That's an interesting perspective.
That's a very big insight. That makes such sense. I mean, why, you know, but yeah, that makes good sense.
Well, Stacy, we've got about, first of all, I'd like to again, go over how people can reach us, because we only have, or reach you, because we only have about 3 minutes left. And then I wanted to ask if you had any final words from the whales to share with us, or any final thoughts. So whalecommunicators.com, how to get to your site. Anything you'd like to pass along to our listeners about the DVD or getting in touch with you?
When you go to the site, if you go to whalecommunicators.com/
and put in DVD, it'll take you right to the link to buy the DVD. And it's got a lot of information, the table of contents, what's on there. You can also take this and turn around and teach others the information that's in this and help the whales and dolphins open hearts. And great way to spend family time or friend time with people. But do go to the site, check out the testimonials, what other people are finding out about this. Anybody can give you the communications. I really thought it was important that people have these skills in your intuitive tool chest to empower yourself and get connected to the web of life. The conversations we have with the whales and dolphins, we can have with our house pets, and oh my gosh, do they have stuff they want to tell their owners these days.
Yeah, they probably have some interesting perspectives.
I'm so excited about the opportunity children will have to, if you grow up connected, life is totally different.
And you know, get out in nature, talk to the trees.
Absolutely.
All of nature right now with the vibrations changing on our planet, nature more than anything just so wants us to get it and to help move this world forward. I am going to end this on a spiritual note just because the message that I brought up is so pretty. But Granny, our favorite orca, talks about prayer. And she says, prayer is a part of our being. Every atom, every fiber, every cell is permeated with spiritual consciousness. Every breath of ours is a prayer. It's not something we set aside for a specific period of worship. I do understand what prayer is. And with us, it's a constant. Our pods in Puget Sound here, they're matriarchal. They stay with their mothers their entire life and very, very close family. And everything they do for food and survival all depends on each other and the pod mentality, that they are so interconnected with their own cliques under the water and their echolocation and their own language with each other and just surviving. It's just really beautiful to watch, and they've got so much to teach the world.
Well, that's absolutely, that's amazing. Stacy, I'm so glad you were able to share this with us and our listeners. And definitely check out the website. Check out the DVD. We were lucky enough to get a copy of it, and I tell you, it's really neat. And I think whatever place you are in life, I think it'll find you and have a message for you. Again, Stacy, thanks for being on. I want to remind people how to reach us again. You can listen to us on iTunes. That's if you have an iPod, iPhone, people listen to us on your phones. I mean, you can have this show automatically downloaded. You can go to the website, listen to every show. Archives are always free. They'll always be free. You can share the episodes with your friends too. You can post it. That's fine. Just post it in its entirety. And you can also listen every other Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, BBS Radio, Channel 1. And
thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you.
And we've got constantly new messages coming, so we would love to come back at any time to share more messages.
Wonderful. All right.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night, and I would say be joyous. Mm-hmm.